Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're going back to that story that plans to fast-track a new gas terminal in Shannon have been stalled after an environmental group was granted permission from the High Court to challenge how the project, which has been controversial, was included on a list of EU projects of community importance. Now, the government has banned fracking in Ireland, but the Shannon LNG terminal, if approved, would use imported fracked gas from other countries. Tony Lowe's Director of Friends of the Irish Environment, you're with us now. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Mary.
Maybe let's start with this PCI list, with this EU Projects of Community Importance. Will you explain it to us?
Yes, it's a list that the Commission compiles every 2 years, which allows a project to have three major benefits. First of all, it qualifies for EU banking funding, up to 50%. Then it qualifies for the most rapid treatment legally possible for permitting. And it also is given a designation of overriding public interest. And that becomes quite important when you're looking at protection from the Habitats Directive, because one of the reasons that you can override the protection for instance, dolphins in the Shannon, is imperative reasons of overriding public interest. So it's a very important list from every point of view.
And does being on the list as well allow for environmental concerns to be overlooked?
Well, no. What happens is that the actual legislation that governs this list requires a very careful analysis of these projects. And that analysis should include sustainability and climate. And it didn't. It didn't include it when Ireland was part of the regional group recommending projects to the European Commission. And the European Commission failed in its duty to ensure that this assessment had taken place. So we've ended up with a fossil fuel approved in spite of our Green New Deal.
So the EU Parliament yesterday voted to approve these 55 new fossil gas projects, which include the Shannon LNG terminal. I know Fine Gael MP, MEP Maria Walsh voted against her party and didn't support it. But, Tony, will any progress now be paused until the conclusion of this challenge?
Well, this specific case definitely will be paused. We've already challenged it, and the challenge to its proper assessment has gone to the European courts, and we're expecting an opinion in the spring of this, in April of this year. But for this one, yes, the questions are there now, and I don't think that that project could go ahead for funding. Now, it is possible under the legislation to remove individual projects if they haven't been approved legally. And I think the Director General of Energy in the European Union and our own ministers have all agreed that there was a failure in assessment on this project. Mm. But their attitude is, let's get it right in 2 years' time. And our attitude is, there aren't two more years to waste.
We have been in touch with the Department of Communications, and a spokesperson said they're carrying out a review of the security of supply of Ireland's gas and electricity systems. The minister has been clear, they say, that no funding application for the project will be supported before this review concludes. So that's as you say. But Ireland, Tony, is subject to an EU target to supply 40% of its electricity from renewable sources by this year. That won't be met, but now the government has pledged to generate 70% of the country's electricity supply from renewable sources in 10 years' time by 2030. So we need alternatives to burning fossil fuels.
Well, we have alternatives. We have plans. The roadmap is there for decarbonizing our society and every other modern society. The work has been done, but it's simply not being implemented. I mean, it's been scandalous, our offshore wind farm delays, when we were leading in 2004. And now we're absolutely nothing. The blocks that were in place were so complex and so lugubrious that it's only now are we coming to the stage where investors are willing to look at our offshore possibilities. And this is true in every area of renewable energy. It's all there. The answers are all there. It's right in front of us. But we are not walking the walk.
Tony, we will see how all of this pans out. You're expecting a decision from the European Court by around April, is it?
I think that's right, yeah. I think the date for that is something like the later on in April. That will be an Attorney General's opinion, so it won't be binding. But it'll give us a good idea where we're going.
An indicator of what is going to happen from there. Tony Lowes, Director of Friends of the Irish Environment, thank you.